ABC Radio Australia.
For decades, US officials have denied using a deadly chemical called Agent Orange on the islands of Guam, American Samoa, and other Pacific locations. But that changed last week when President Joe Biden signed the PACT Act that expands services and benefits for U.S. veterans in the Pacific who suffered the herbicide exposure. One of those veterans is Brian Moyer, former Marine who served in Guam in 1974 to 1976. He joins us now from Florida. Good morning to you, Mr. Moyer.
And good morning, Australia. How's everybody doing today?
Very well, and very interested to hear your thoughts about this recent act being signed. And in fact, I believe you were there in the White House last week to see the president sign that act. What does this mean to you?
Well, first off, to go to the White House, first off, to be invited to the White House, it's truly an honor and a privilege, but also, you know, with the president signing the PACT Act, just standing here thinking about the Marines that I knew, and I know of at least eight of them that have passed away due to all Agent Orange-related illnesses, but also there are other, and some of these Marines never knew how or they. I know these guys. I mean, you spend 2 years with somebody, you walk up to them 42 years later, and it's like as if you just last time you spoke with them was a week ago. And that's actually happened with me on several occasions with some of these other Marines. But, the thing is that many of these families don't even know why or how they came, how their husbands or fathers came down with these odd type of cancers or ischemic heart disease or type 2 diabetes. We've got veterans, including myself, who have illnesses that don't run into history. So, when you start connecting the dots and even more so, we had nothing as far as, the VA, the Veterans Affairs, tracking us or our illnesses. And the thing that I found, one of the women on Guam, her name is Susan Oliveres, she went to, she did some digging and also was documented in Hawaii Journal of Medicine that the people on Guam are running have a cancer rate that's 125% higher than U.S. mainland. And I start thinking, well, wait a minute. If it's hitting the Chamorro people, it's got to be hitting us, those veterans who served on Guam, the same way. The only difference is that they've been living on Guam for 40 years or more since spraying had stopped, and here we are, 2 years, or in some cases, there are some veterans who actually were on Guam up to 10 years. They just kept extending their their enlistments and also requesting to stay on Guam as their duty station. But, it's a bittersweet victory from my perspective anyway that I'm thinking about the other veterans who they never got their day of injustice, or their families never got justice. Hopefully this will turn around and, because the other thing we're going to do, too, in the next congressional session is we're going to, first off, we're going to go after Okinawa, and we're going to go for Panama, Canal Zone, because herbicides were used there. We want to get those veterans covered. But also we have the dependents of those families, of those veterans who had, accompanied their significant other to Guam, Okinawa, and also the Panama Canal Zone. So, you've got...
Why has it taken so long? I mean, part of the problem I understand is that there's been a denial that Agent Orange was even used on Guam and other territories in the Pacific. Why was that taking place?
Simple. I mean, from my perspective, the way I'm looking at it, it's just money. The government doesn't want to pay. Well, Congress came together and in a bipartisan manner, but also. And there's a lot of people to thank out there from the president on down, Chairman Mark Tucano, ranking member of House Veterans Affairs Committee, Representative Bost. The list goes on. Senator Joe Tester of Montana and also ranking member. These are the two senators are, senators from Veterans Affairs Committee, but ranking member Moran. And, it's just... I never thought that 25 people getting together and forming a little group on Facebook could, accomplish what we did. But also, we started a group called Agent Orange Survivors of Guam, and which is also a section of Military Veterans Advocacy. And Military Veterans Advocacy, led by Commander John Wells, is the group that represented the Blue Water Navy veterans who, those were the veterans who were denied, their benefits, had actually had them stripped away by the Department of Veterans Affairs in the early early portion of the 2000s. I think it was in 2003 they had, they stripped away. And they said that, the herbicides didn't float out that far out to sea. Well, it did.
Mm. I wanted to ask you about that because, when we think about Agent Orange, we also often think about Vietnam and it being used there and some of the, horrible results of that. What did you see when you were in Guam?
Well, I personally witnessed spraying take place on many occasions down where I was at. I was a Sea Duty Marine. My ship, the USS Proteus, was, she was home-ported right there in the harbor. And which will lead me up to something else. But, yeah, I did witness it. We trained in that area, all those areas. It was used island-wide. It really was. But also, to the listeners out there, especially the Australian veterans who went to Guam, you might want to keep an eye on things. Again, I know that there was a Australian Air Force detachment up at Anderson Air Force Base. I believe they were essentially equivalent to hurricane hunters. That's what the one gentleman told me. But also there were ships that came in from Australia, military ships that came into Apra Harbor. And once a ship comes into shore, the first thing they do, they hook up the shore power and they start taking on fresh water and other supplies. So there are two fresh water supplies on Guam, and they're both contaminated. We have the EPA reports. We have the U.S. EPA reports to back up what I'm saying here. And, not only did we infect our own, or I should say expose our own veterans, but we also exported the product, too. And that also applies for ships from Japan and also from France.
Wow, so potentially a widespread problem here. If you are just tuning in to Pacific Beat here on ABC Radio Australia, we're speaking to veteran Brian Moyer. He served in Guam in 1974 to 1976. He's also the founder of Agent Orange Survivors of Guam. That's because while he was stationed there on the Pacific Island, he noticed that Agent Orange, the very toxic herbicide, was being sprayed there. And you mentioned there, Mr. Moyer, that you have ongoing problems when it comes to Agent Orange. What are you experiencing at the moment?
Well, most men don't even want to talk about it, but because they're embarrassed. But for example, I've never been able to father a child, right? My late wife, she had went ahead and went to a laparoscopy, and she was, given the green light, she was good to go. I go ahead and get tested, and I find out I have an extremely low sperm count, and I have the sperm that are there have extremely low motility. So as far as I'm concerned, the government chemically castrated me. But I also have peripheral neuropathy, which is it's nerve damage. It's a tingling, you'll get a tingling sensation like you do, let's say, if you, a needles and pins sensation. But I get it, I have it in all four extremities, and it'll actually start my shoulders and run right down to my hands. That's that's bad enough, but in my legs, I mean, it's horrific. I am on I'm taking Pregabalin, which is a generic form of Lyrica, and I get breakthrough pain at times, and it actually will feel like somebody's beating on the bottoms of your feet with a pipe. I mean, it's that intense. And it's actually, I have a very high tolerance for pain, but not this type of pain. It'll wake you up. It woke me up several times, many times. In fact, I was in tears, and my wife's asking me what's wrong. I'm on my second marriage, though, but my new wife, she's a nurse. She's going, "Brian, what's going on?" I said, "I don't know what's going on here." I said, this is killing me. She said, "Go get checked out." I went and had a EMG conducted by a neurologist, and he told me it was due to direct toxic chemical exposure.
Oh, gosh. And you're the founder of this group, Agent Orange Survivors of Guam. How many other people are in that group that experienced similar things to what you're going through?
Oh, God. I mean, we've got men in there who have had, breast cancer, believe it or not, testicular, all of the reproductive organs, but also lung cancer. Another Marine that I partnered with. He's in Pennsylvania. He, again, prostate cancer that has, he's got stage 4 prostate cancer that has metastasized and is now, well, spread up a spinal column, and it's also attached to, they found some cancerous growths apparently on his skull. And, he's a super good guy. I mean, this guy, you know, he had your back and vice versa. Again, there's another Marine. I know darn well. Some of these guys passed away. 2011, 2010, 2007. One was from American Samoa, and super good guy. I mean, another one. But he's buried in the punch bowl. He died from type 2 diabetes, and also my understanding is that he had ischemic heart disease.
And the reason we're speaking to you now, Mr. Moyer, is because of this PACT Act being signed. Does this mean that you'll hopefully get access to some compensation and some payment for your medical injuries?
I'm already covered by the VA for the bulk, they're providing medical help, but as far as being compensated and, because I'm disabled, I couldn't work if I wanted to. There are other, for example, I'm a carpenter by trade, right? How am I supposed to handle a saw when my hands won't actually allow me to? I've lost the strength of my hands. Or even at times, you have to have if you're walking walls, you're going to be setting trusses or framing in a roof. You've got to be able to walk those walls with no problem. With the medications I'm on, I can't do it anymore. My wife won't even let me go up on a roof to check the roof after a good storm or anything. Even though we have a brand new roof on, she's just afraid that I will fall. And the times I've caught myself where, you're a little, tipsy-turvy, so to speak, not under the influence, but you,
it sounds like this herbicide is just so powerful and packs so many different parts of your body. I just wanted to ask you finally, quickly, as we go up to the top of the clock, what does this mean for the people in Guam, where we know there's still contamination there?
The government of Guam, and I'm talking about Senator, Speaker, Senator Teresa Terlahi, and Congressman Michael San Nicolas of Guam, they are our heroes. I mean, we have pledged, us veterans, who we're not going to abandon Guam. We're sticking with Guam. We want to see Guam, get her day of justice too. I mean, there are people that cannot work. There are people that have been, they're just. I've seen photographs of some of these children on Guam that went to Hawaii for have their legs operated on.